X-Ray FM, X-Ray in the Morning, your show of shows. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm Christine Alexander, my guest co-host Dave Mascaro here with us. Thank you, Dave.
Hello again.
Hello. And I'd like to thank our title sponsors once again. X-Ray in the Morning, sponsored by Hosley Eco Automotive and Mount Tabor Chiropractic. You can find out more at hosleyecoautomotive.com and mounttaborchiropractic.com. In studio with us now is Brad Pendergraft. He also is called Brain Coach Brad. He's the founder and clinic director of Lifetime Optimization. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Our theme this week is Eat Your Vegetables. And I think many people might think of self-help or therapy as kind of something that we know we need, but we kind of are resistant and it's hard to break old habits. How can you help us sort of make ourselves a better version of ourselves? Can you start with something like that?
Absolutely. It's really useful to think about how much you can get when you understand your brain, because the great thing about understanding your brain is that there are so many practical things that come out of it, and one of the most important probably is this one, which is to understand how habits affect us and how many things really are habits. Things like stress and what we call anxiety are really better thought of as habits. That's why they're not so easy to drop sometimes,
yeah,
but also why they're absolutely possible to make changes like that.
So maybe you can help me. So you're a licensed clinical social worker, 20 years experience with trauma and crisis services, and you've dedicated your life to helping others. You've studied cutting-edge research-based strategies to help people experience powerful results faster and easier. So I'll share some personal stuff. I've been diagnosed with PTSD many years ago from severe childhood trauma. I've been in treatment for it and have struggled with addiction as it relates to PTSD, and still struggle with certain behavioral issues as it relates to PTSD. And one of the types of therapies that I found most helpful was dialectic behavior therapy, and it's called DBT, and it's about habits. One of the therapists had this great metaphor for habits, which was the idea that, say you live in Vermont, like Mrs. Frugalwoods, who we talked to a little while ago, and the snow is 5 feet deep every winter, and you make a path to your car, and then you walk that same path every day, so the snow piles up on either side of your path 2 or 3 feet. Well, if you choose a different path to your car, you've got to trudge through the snow, and it takes time to create a new path. And she likened creating new habits for people like to that. So how can you help people create new habits? How do you make that new path or take that first step that's in that deep, deep snow?
Well, one of the things many years ago, I was asked to go back after 9/11 to work with police officers after 9/11. And this experience really struck me in terms of focusing not just on post-traumatic stress, which happens for us, but also what's called post-traumatic growth. Because we've almost all experienced that some people, after a really tough event, that they're stuck, and other people say, well, actually, I'm stronger than I was before. And so one of the things that happens when you create this new path, when you trudge this new path, you're actually exerting, right? You're pushing and you're strengthening. Mm-hmm. And so as long as the demand is just a little bit more than you can handle, then it works, right? That's the same way working out in the gym. So two primary things for habit formation, two principles. One is repetition. If you had infinite amount of resources, mm-hmm, and infinite amount of time, then all you'd have to do to build a new habit anytime is just do it over and over.
Right.
We don't have that.
Right.
So the second factor is intensity, energy, in particular emotional intensity. And if you think about what we think of as bad habits or unhelpful habits, anger, anxiety, there's a lot of intensity involved in those things. Mm-hmm. And when they repeat them, they get more intense. Beating up on yourself, right? Lots of intensity.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So people don't often think about it until now, the benefits of positive emotional intensity. You got to reward your brain. And one of the things in my work that has been most important to me is realizing how the brain responds to playfulness, way the brain responds to joy. You think about just small behaviors that actually get locked in, get joy locked into them, things like skipping.
Yeah.
So few of us skip as adults. If you skip or even think about skipping, you get that kind of smile. You get right there.
Yeah.
Boom. Because your brain has linked. It's actually a neurological process of wiring. It has linked that experience that over and over, those many times, the joy that you had when you were skipping, it's linked it to those movements, to those behaviors.
That is so interesting and so true, Dave. Don't you think that?
Oh, I just pictured like a sunny day. Did you like when he said skipping? You're like you're outside.
Yeah. Well, and I think about that with comedy. Dave's a comedian, yep. Storyteller, and I think it was Norman Cousins who did the study many, many years ago about laughter and its healing properties.
Absolutely.
So I have found that just smiling, just making myself smile, or being conscious of the fact of what I'm doing, it can create a change in my mental state.
Yep. And habits, one of the things that you responded to strongly there a moment ago when I talked about beating up on ourselves, this is one of the best examples of a habit that is so negatively powerful in people's lives, and that when people try to change it, they're actually making it worse. Mm. So here's how it works. Let's suppose you've got something in your life that you want to change, and whenever you don't do it, you beat up on yourself, right? Now, why would somebody beat up on themselves positively, charitably? Why do we do that?
Because I don't know. Guilt, well, we think it'll make us
better.
It's
a good buffer, like self-deprecation, just like, oh, well, you know, I'll get them next time or whatever. Is it just an excuse?
Well, no, I think, Christian, is what you said. It's, we think that it'll make it better, right? That we think, look, we respond to pain, right? We don't like pain. So if we give ourselves pain, then next time, we won't do it.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So let's suppose, for example, for a lot of people, when they're under stress, they're not remembering things really well. They're not staying on top of things. And so maybe you forget an important appointment. Mm-hmm. Right? That ever happened?
Yes.
And then you beat up on yourself. You're like, oh, man, what an idiot. And you really give yourself all this pain because you're thinking, next time, I'll remember this. But in order to give yourself pain when you've forgotten something, can you give yourself that pain the moment you forgot?
No.
Because you don't know
you forgot
yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when do you give yourself the pain?
After it happened.
Way after it happened. Or I don't know what.
Not when you've forgotten, but when you remember.
Ah, okay.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, I should have been there. Right? And that moment you give yourself all this pain.
Because you remembered.
And so what happens in your brain? You are actually training your brain. You're literally wiring your brain not to remember.
Right.
Seriously.
I just picture in my head where it's like, you know, like a toaster that's really slow and then the toast pops. You're like, oh man, I made toast? Like, I don't know why I just pictured that. I'm just giving myself grief for wanting a meal. I don't know.
Brain coach Brad, so go ahead.
So I had a client who had a great metaphor for this. He's like, oh, it's like I have a dog, and every time my dog runs away, I'm really upset. And the moment he comes home, I start screaming at him, and I'm teaching the dog, whatever you do, don't come home.
Right, exactly.
And so beating up on yourself is actually one of the most negative things you can do, because actually whatever it is that you're trying to change, you're telling your brain, don't tell me about it. Don't warn me, don't remind me, don't think about it, because it's painful. And then you wonder why you get worse.
So tell me what I should be doing. How do I do it differently?
It's a little paradoxical, and it takes a little bit of practice.
Okay.
You want to reward your brain for being aware of this in any way. Even if you remembered that you forgot, you want to celebrate the awareness. You want to celebrate the remembering. You want to celebrate any kind of awareness.
Okay.
So let's say it's not forgetting. Let's say it's like a critical comment to your spouse.
I shouldn't have eaten half of that donut this morning.
Yeah, okay, good.
So what do I do now?
So the moment that that's a great example of a habit, because habits are unconscious. The brain's always looking to use less energy, so it makes things into a habit because that takes less energy. And so you don't have to consciously decide if you're going to eat that donut, right? Your brain goes, oh, I know the habit. See donut, eat donut, right?
Yes, right.
And no,
love
yes.
That bumper sticker.
Right?
Yes.
And no thinking involved. So the way you do that is you want to teach your brain, hey, I want to think before I eat this donut. Make sense?
Yes.
And the way to teach your brain to think about it is that the moment you think about the donut, the moment you think about, hey, I ate half of that, instead of beating up on yourself, you're like, eh, I just thought about it. I'm like, ooh, I'm aware, I'm conscious. I'm mindful.
Yeah.
Right?
Mindful.
Yeah. And then you only eat a quarter of the donut.
And I did. Look, there's still a little left.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. And you celebrate, even if you ate the whole thing, but you think about it, the faster you want your brain to get involved, the faster. So it's really ironic because you're not celebrating having eaten the donut. You're celebrating the awareness of thinking about it.
Okay. I get it. Brain coach Brad just coached us through that. I love it. So I think we're going to have to go. We've got another guest coming up. So Brad Pendergraft, founder and clinic director of Lifetime Optimization, also called Brain Coach Brad. How can our listeners find out more about you and the work you do? And you've got a book that I want to mention, too. It's called The Unworried Brain. And I wish I had seen this before because this looks like a great book. Tell our listeners where they can get it and where they can find out more about you.
Well, you can find me easily enough at braincoachbrad.com.
Oh, that's easy.
And The Unworried Brain, Achieve More, Stress Less, and Turn Worry into Action with Practical Brain Science. I take the brain science, I make it super practical, easy to use, just like the Celebrate Awareness technique right there.
Well, I love it, and I wish we could talk. We'll have to have you on again because there's so much about the brain that is now coming into the forefront, and we're learning so much just in the last 5 to 10 years about the brain and how it works. We'd love to talk to you more about that.
And people can also learn more at the great Activating Happy event, second annual conference in Lake Oswego this fall. Brain people from OHSU, from all over the country, talking about rewiring your brain for optimal living. November 5th, Activating Happy in Lake Oswego.
Activating Happy. I like that. What a great title.
It's a great thing to do in your life is to activate your happiness.
I like that. I feel so happy now. I'm so glad you came in.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining our show today. I'm Christine Alexander. You're listening to X-Ray in the Morning. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more news, talk media news. We're going to be speaking with Caitlin Keitel, cafe and co-manager and food justice point person at Sisters of the Road, and then Weston Miller, who is the host of Grow PDX, the show here on X-Ray FM, will be in studio to talk about how to actually grow those vegetables that we want you to be eating. So stay tuned for all that coming up on X-Ray FM.